Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country in becoming a developed nation, addresses the Veer Bal Divas program in New Delhi. New Delhi expresses concern to Washington on H-1B visa restrictions. External Affairs Ministry says disruption is causing hardships to individuals and their families. India condemns killing of Hindu youth in Bangladesh, says it is a matter of grave concern. Home Minister Amit Shah says Narendra Modi government ruthlessly curbing terrorism in the country. Met Department issues red colour warning predicting dense fog over Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Delhi, Haryana and Punjab for next 3 days. And in women's cricket, Sri Lanka set a target of 113 runs for India in the third T20 match at Thiruvananthapuram. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the centre of nation building. Addressing the Veer Bal Divas programme at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. He emphasised that youth remain at the core of every initiative taken by the government in various fields, including space, sports, fintech and manufacturing. The Prime Minister highlighted that efforts are being made to connect youth and provide them opportunities with the development of leadership skills under the initiative Mera Yuva Bharat. Mr. Modi underlined that new opportunities are opening for youth in every sector.
आज युवाओं के सशक्तिकरण को ध्यान में रखकर नई पॉलिसी बनाई जा रही है. युवाओं को राष्ट्र निर्माण के केंद्र में रखा गया है. मेरा युवा भारत ऐसे प्लेटफॉर्म के माध्यम से युवाओं को जोड़ने, उन्हें अवसर देने और उनमें लीडरशिप स्किल विकसित कराने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है. स्पेस इकोनॉमी को आगे बढ़ाना, खेलों को प्रोत्साहित करना, फिनटेक और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर को विस्तार देना, स्किल डेवलपमेंट और इंटर्नशिप के अवसर तैयार करना, इस तरह के हर प्रयास के केंद्र में मेरे युवा साथी ही है.
The Prime Minister said the country is remembering the exemplary courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas Baba Zoravar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji today. Mr. Modi said the Sahibzadas stood like a rock against the cruelty of Mughals, shaking religious fundamentalism and terror.
Wo veer sahibzade jinhone umr aur avastha ki simaon ko tod diya, जो क्रूर मुगल सल्तनत के सामने ऐसे चट्टान की तरह खड़े हुए कि मजहबी कट्टरता और आतंक का वजूद ही हिला गया.
On the occasion, Mr. Modi interacted with the 20 awardees of Rashtriya Bal Puraskar. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Bharat Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. President Murmu noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation and science and technology.
आज 20 बच्चे को पुरस्कृत किया गया है और अपना क्षेत्र में और माहिर है. देश भर में बहुत बच्चे नॉमिनेट हुए थे लेकिन इनको सिलेक्ट किया गया. वीरता, कला एवं संस्कृति, पर्यावरण, इनोवेशन, साइंस एंड टेक्नोलॉजी, समाज सेवा और खेलकूद जैसे विभिन्न क्षेत्रों में आपकी असाधारण बाल प्रतिभा का परिचय प्राप्त हुआ है.
During her address, the President highlighted the extraordinary achievements of some of the awardees. Talking to Akashvani News, Vishwanath Karthikeya from Hyderabad expressed his gratitude on receiving the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar. He said he earned the recognition by becoming the youngest Indian to complete the Seven Summits Challenge and that he currently holds 4 world records.
अभी प्रधानमंत्री बाल शक्ति पुरस्कार मिलने के वजह से
आफ्टर रिसीविंग दिस अवार्ड आई एम डिलाइटेड टू नो दैट अदर्स विल बी इंस्पायर्ड बाय माय अचीवमेंट्स आई वांट टू ऐड दैट योर नॉलेज पैशन एंड चार्म व्हेन इंटेलेक्ट टुगेदर कैन लीड यू टू द पाथ ऑफ सक्सेस एंड अल्टीमेटली हेल्प इन अचीविंग योर गोल्स
अच्छा पैटर्न बना के करोगे तो आप उसे जरूर अचीव कर सकते हो
India remains actively engaged with the US to address and minimize the disruptions caused to Indian nationals holding H-1B visas. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the government has received multiple representations from the Indian nationals facing delays and difficulties in scheduling or rescheduling US visa appointments. He said India has raised these concerns with the US authorities in New Delhi and Washington, D.C. He added that these delays have caused extended hardships for affected individuals and their families, including disruptions to education.
Visa-related issues pertain to the sovereign domain of any country. We have flagged these issues and our concerns of our nationals to the U.S. side, both here in New Delhi and in Washington, D.C., and we hope that these delays and these disruptions will be addressed. On our side, the Government of India remains actively engaged with the U.S. side to address and minimize the disruptions that have been caused to our nationals.
On atrocities against the Hindu community, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has expressed grave concern over hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh, condemning the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Maimon city of Bangladesh. He said, the perpetrators of the crime must be brought to justice.
We condemn the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Maimon Singh and expect that the perpetrators of the crime would be brought to justice. Over 2,900 incidents of violence against minorities, including cases of killings, arsons, land grab, have been documented by independent sources.
Replying to another query on the upcoming elections in Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said, India supports free, fair, inclusive and participatory elections in Bangladesh. Members of Hindu Somhiti today held a rally from Sialdah to Bek Bagan in Kolkata to protest against the brutal killing of Deepu Chandra Das in Bangladesh. Protests had also been reported from many districts in West Bengal on the atrocities on religious minorities in the neighbouring country. In Mednipur town of Paschim Mednipur district, members of Bajrang Dal and other Sanatani organisations took part in a protest rally. Vishwa Hindu Parishad staged a protest at Bhavangala block in Malda district to protest against the unabated violence against Hindus in Bangladesh. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today stressed that the Narendra Modi government is ruthlessly curbing terror in the country. Inaugurating the counter-terrorism conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi, Mr. Shah underlined that terror is the biggest enemy of humankind and everyone needs to fight against it together. The Home Minister said this annual conference has become a platform to deal with the emerging threats under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of zero tolerance against terrorism. Mr. Shah said that for the first time, security forces punished those who planned the terrorist incident through Operation Sindoor and neutralized those who executed it through Operation Mahadev. Karnataka Home Minister Dr. G. Parmeshwar said that the authorities have been instructed to investigate and submit a report regarding the helium cylinder explosion that occurred in front of the Mysuru Palace yesterday. Speaking to reporters in Bengaluru, he said a person from Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh who was selling balloons has died in the incident. Necessary action has been taken after discussing with the officials of the tourism department. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that under the Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji scheme, development works will be carried out in villages to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. In an interview with DD News, Mr. Chauhan said the scheme increases the statutory wage employment guarantee from 100 days to 125 days per rural household. He said that technology will be used to curb corruption in the scheme.
इस योजना में भ्रष्टाचार को रोकने के लिए टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल किया गया है.
अंडर दिस स्कीम टेक्नोलॉजी विल बी यूज्ड टू स्टॉप करप्शन. बायोमेट्रिक्स एंड सैटेलाइट बेस्ड रिमोट सेंसिंग टेक्नोलॉजी विल हेल्प इन लेटिंग नो इन दिल्ली व्हिच वर्क इज गेटिंग डन और नॉट.
जो काम तय किया वो हो रहा है कि नहीं हो रहा है.
Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today called for mission mode healthcare reforms and accelerated efforts to achieve TB Mukt Bharat by 2027. Chairing a high-level review meeting with Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh officials in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda highlighted the importance of robust drug regulation and continuous monitoring of the entire supply chain. He directed both the states to strengthen free drugs and free diagnostic schemes by plugging supply chain and monitoring gaps. He informed that the centre is working with IIM Ahmedabad to improve logistics, transparency and accountability in procurement. The Indian Railways has planned to double the originating train capacity in 48 major cities by 2030 to address the rapidly growing travel demand. These cities include Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai, Hyderabad, Bangalore, Patna, Bhopal and Puri. The Railway Ministry said this will help in meeting the traffic requirement progressively over the years. Indian Railways has operated over 43,000 special trains this year to ensure smooth travel during festivals and peak seasons. Ministry of Railways said this year it undertook one of its largest special train operations for Mahakumbh. During Mahakumbh period, around 17,340 special train trips were operated to facilitate the movement of pilgrims. Imprisoned former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has been sentenced to 15 years in jail and a hefty 13.5 billion ringgit or $2.8 billion fine after being convicted today by the Kuala Lumpur High Court in corruption cases. Najib was convicted on charges of abuse of power and money laundering in the multi-billion dollar One Malaysia Development Berhad scandal. The High Court found 72-year-old Najib guilty on four counts of abuse of power and 21 charges of money laundering related to more than $700 million channeled into his personal bank accounts from the One Malaysia Development Berhad Fund. And in sports, in women's cricket, Sri Lanka has set a target of 113 runs against India in the third T20 match at Greenfield International Stadium, Thiruvananthapuram. The visitors scored 112 for the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, India was 61 for 1 in 7.1 overs when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has issued a red colour warning predicting dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions will prevail over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab. Our correspondent reports that various parts of the country continue to grapple with dense fog affecting day-to-day life.
According to the IMD, dense fog conditions are expected over parts of Northeast India, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand for the next 3 to 4 days. The weather agency also predicted cold to severe cold day conditions over Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Uttarakhand tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted thunderstorms and lightning with gusty winds to prevail over Andaman and Nicobar Islands till 30th of this month. No significant change in minimum temperature is expected over the northwest, central and eastern part of the country for the next 4 to 5 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index AQI of the national capital has been registered at 348 as of 7 p.m. this evening. With Ishani Yadav, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country in becoming a developed nation, addresses the Veer Bal Divas program in New Delhi. New Delhi expresses concern to Washington on H-1B visa restrictions. External Affairs Ministry says disruption is causing hardships to individuals and their families. India condemns killing of Hindu youth in Bangladesh, says it is a matter of grave concern. Home Minister Amit Shah says Narendra Modi government ruthlessly curbing terrorism in the country. And in women's cricket, Sri Lanka set a target of 113 runs for India in the third T20 match at Thiruvananthapuram. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.